This episode is brought to you by ChattyDM.net, a blog about D&D, tropes, coolness in RPGs, current campaigns, geeky thoughts, and poking fun at the crunch and fluff of some fan-favorite RPGs.
Ho, ho, ho! This is Santa Claus, and you're listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Ho, 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 ho!
Dungeons & Dragons, Quest for the Silver Santas, a holiday adventure for D&D 4th edition.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Let me go the way.
Hooray.
Come.
Come, hold on one second.
We do have an action point problem.
If I do the action point, does that mean I lose my minor action and all that?
Well, just using your... Well, you have a minor action left.
And an action point get you another standard action.
Oh wow, I'm bloodied already.
Well, what actions have you used this for? Just your...
Just my standard action.
So you still have
a bloodied.
But what? How far?
Not insane.
I just really wanted to kill him so I could do a couple other things here.
Oh, they're gonna fit like that though.
Okay, if I have a burst of 5.
I think a burst of 5. What
does
is
that
it?
Work?
He's good for you.
Is it a close burst? Is it a
okay? So at
or is it a ranged?
Probably. I think it's 5 away from me.
I'll ask you if you want to play video games.
I'll be like, just see if I
can find it. Are you using barbarians?
She's using the different one than
she's
you are,
using the old
close burst 5.
The other one.
Okay, close burst 5 means it starts out from you and goes out 5 squares in every direction.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 goes all the way
so
over.
So who would I hit?
Everybody but...
And then basically, in a big square, you'd hit...
How many of my allies would I get with that?
You'd hit everyone except for Melissa and Ben.
Okay, I'll do that. I have a war cry, which gives everybody +1... power bonus to attack and damage rolls to the end of my next turn.
Hello. Ow.
Well, that's up.
I scream really loud. And you all feel empowered.
Isn't that scream that you screamed
like,
after you killed the giant?
What's that? Whoa. I don't know. People didn't like me after that.
No, because you were in a battle. And it called other giants. They might call other snowmen and toy soldiers.
But then we found the hand.
Yeah.
The hand of...
That guy. Over there.
Scott, it is all you.
So your dog, too.
And
your little dog, too.
I don't like the fact that there's two.
So was
there.
That a minor action or a move action?
That was a minor action.
So you still have a move left?
Yeah, it's like...
I'd shift you over here so you're back to flanking again.
Okay.
Oh, what the heck.
Well, officially she's immobilized.
We will take the avalanche strike at Mr. Surrounded Toy Soldier Man.
Okay. Well, that's pretty bad.
That's where the mage's at, standing next.
How does he feel about a 29 versus his AC?
That'll hit.
He feels pretty good, actually.
He's like, oh, okay.
He likes having
I'm a soulless being. Yeah. I don't really care.
He looks at you with his soulless eyes. His soulless dead eyes.
Ooh, that's good.
All the naughty children are powering him. They grind them up into essence to power the toy soldiers.
I would say haste. But
baby haste.
38 points of damage.
Nice.
And if he's still alive, I'm going to knock him prone.
Okay, knock him prone.
Is that including your +1?
That's including all my right. +1.
Knocking prone is so annoying.
If it didn't have soulless dead eyes, it would be annoyed.
Yes. Okay, Melissa.
I would 38 points, he was bloodied, and that didn't kill him.
Because you remember how long it took us to bloody the pass?
Yeah. Okay. I thought 38 points of damage. Come on.
You probably was getting close.
I'm probably getting pretty close to killing it, but...
I'm going to do Daunting Light on the...
Oh, and as a minor action, I'm going to eat your candy cane.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's still a potion, so still standard action.
It says minor on the card.
Oh, sweet. Well,
yep, yeah, says minor on the card.
I'll offset that. I'm pretty cool with that.
Whoops.
Life goes on. It is just a candy cane.
Candy canes actually take a long time to eat.
15 points for the...
Not for the barbarian.
24 hit the toy soldier.
He is prone, so you get a +2, so yes.
Okay.
And you're...
No. Drink a potion is a minor action.
Interesting. Oh, I see. It's a drinking a potion, but administering a potion is the same.
Yeah, right. Drinking a potion.
Oh!
So I thought.
Nice. That was good. So.
Are you killing the minion?
No, she's attacking the...
Go away, son, you bother
29 me. Damage on the toy soldier.
Okay.
He's not dead.
He just says, okay. Jesus,
we just did 57 points of damage in a single round.
I summon Tiamat.
Please.
Tiamat eats everybody.
Please do so.
Including the toy soldier?
No.
We don't
know. Come back from the dead and flip off Tiamat.
Tiamat then regenerates the toy soldier and, you live in his beard.
Okay, at least I live. All right.
It is weird.
Okay, snowman.
Yeah.
Move the one up against Ben.
No. It doesn't like Ben and it wants to run.
It's not going to hit Ben. But he's going to take 5 cold damage.
Okay.
Maggie.
Okay, so everybody, well, the dog and Becca, you take 5 cold damage. You also take 6 points of damage as he hits you. You're immobilized, and you also take an ongoing 5.
6 points?
Yes.
Well, that puts you down to an even number, at least.
To Ethan number?
No.
To Ethan number.
I've been on 9s and 1s and 6s, and now I'm on 5s and 0s, which makes it much easier for me.
Does 25 hit the barbarian?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You take 5 cold damage.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then you take 7 points of damage as he tries to eat your heart. And now you're immobilized.
And again. And I save.
And you take 5 ongoing cold.
I save versus the ongoing.
The other snowman is going to fight away.
Hey.
And I'm bloodied again.
24?
Your thing's still on you, so.
Yes.
Oh, well, then you take 5 cold damage first. 9 points of damage as he beats you about the face and head. And then now you're immobilized. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
5 damage cold. Plus how much?
Just 9 points.
14.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Plus you're immobilized. Let's take 9 points more of damage.
9 more?
No, I'm sorry, 5.
Don't do that. That's not nice.
Jesus.
2,000 points of damage! 2,000!
Okay. And Nick?
Yes.
Guess what?
15.
It's your turn.
Okay, let me do the math here.
Actually, not
for math is for...
This is Ben go.
Ben goes after Nick.
He already told me what he
Jesus.
Wants to do.
He's not bloodied anymore.
He's double striking that thing.
Is the clerk dead?
No. 25 and 26 hit that thing.
The big guy?
No, the snowman. How bloody are you, Rika?
He's not bloodied anymore.
Rika? You're not bloodied?
I'm not bloodied anymore. What?
I'm bloodied. I'm bloodied.
And I save versus the cold, but he's going to hit me with the cold again next turn. So
15.
Maybe.
He may miss. Okay, well,
maybe.
I'm going to use the minor action to heal Word second time this round to heal Rika. Worth one surge plus.
Ow.
Plus 7. So add
my
plus
surge
seven.
Plus 7?
Yes, whatever your surge is plus 7.
Okay, so 23. No, 21. 21? I thought my math was off, maybe.
Well, Ben, you hit that thing twice.
Sweet.
And it takes
5 points of cold
damage. It takes 14 points of damage.
Cool.
I'm not
bloodied
anymore.
Alright.
Robin. Whoa. I get standard action still, man.
No, you're doing it, man.
Holy crap.
Look,
I
need
shoot it quick.
Oh, God.
Alright.
Alright. I'm going to do Lance of Faith. Let's see. Wiz versus Reflex.
Nat
20.
Nat
20? Okay.
Can you crit on whoever you're attacking?
It's going to be the snowman, by the way. in front of me. Because I'm just want to get rid of that.
That cold damage, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck with me.
So I crit, you say? Okay. So be that plus 10 plus whatever else. You don't mind forgetting to add. And oh wait, that's right. That
and the plus one from
you're
the
very help. Needy.
Well, I stopped the roll. I critted on the attack, but I didn't crit on the the damage though.
No, crit automatically does
max
damage.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't get this though. That's or do I?
Is that a your
symbol? Symbol of life.
It's just a holy symbol?
It's a holy symbol.
Okay, what power are you using to attack?
It was Righteous Brand.
Does it say implement under the keywords?
No.
So no, you're not using that.
Okay, fine.
You're using your actual
base.
Okay. And it would be basically 10 plus strength. What is that? I think it's that one. So 12 points, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Plus each ally gains a power bonus. I'm sorry, it was... No, hold on. Sorry, it was this one. No, it wasn't okay. Implement, actually. It wasn't
implement. If it's implement,
it wasn't
yes.
Implement. Sorry.
You add,
okay.
You do max damage plus 2d6.
Okay.
So again, it was not 10, but 8 plus. Sorry. So it was
12
plus 7, 19. Yeah. Hey. 19.
How are you doing?
Okay, anyone
else? Oh, before 17?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
where
that's
you
fine.
Going?
And who's still unmobilized?
Can I have my snowman back, please?
I'm immobilized.
The one that Nick killed. Splattered! Our minions of Frosty is a
okay.
Nasty minion.
Alright, and you are immobilized or not?
I am immobilized.
Who is not immobilized that's near me?
Oh, wait, he died. Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, give it to Mage.
You get a plus 2 power bonus.
Real quick, Nick, tackle. As you kill that guy,
uh-huh.
He explodes.
Oh, crap.
Great.
Exploding snowman. Fantastic.
Does a 19 hit your fortitude?
My fort? Yes.
Okay. As it explodes...
I die.
The clerk dies. In a horrible bloodbath.
You take 8 points of cold damage.
God.
At least it's not gone ongoing.
Jesus. Does anybody have the turn left before the nutcracker stands back up? Yeah, they are. God.
Okay, first.
How
does
the 38? Oh, he's a man to 11! That sucks! Jesus! Oh, this snowman is brutal, man!
I got down to 17 from 63.
This snowman is awesome!
Oh, but not!
No, I found them in the monster manual, too!
Put them back!
Yeah, back!
Which one did you find them in?
Monster manual.
Lord.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, of course, just the normal monster manual.
Well, what were they called in that?
Snowmen.
Snowmen?
Yetis.
They're snowmen.
Yeti,
abominable snowmen.
No, how hurt are you?
Something else. That's Yeti.
I have 36.
That's not these.
I know what.
No, the Yeti are something else.
Yeah, that's something else.
I've got Yetis in here.
Somewhere. Drugged out Yetis.
Oh, I had a lot of fun coming out with monsters for this one.
Are you hurt a lot?
I'm almost bloody.
Strike the first one.
Who are you shooting?
The...
I'll
from
have a recuperate
guy.
Strike
okay,
next time. It's more
okay.
Temporary hit points. Sure. So.
23 on the first one.
Things that can
25 on the second
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, that's
you need a 26. Oh, that's something
into your healing surge.
So now
do
something
to bang if you want.
Yeah,
activate
some
healing surge, or you can spend
no.
Your second wind.
Okay.
So
I'll burn one.
Oh, well, I can always resurrect it.
Act as a healing surge, which we really
do. Well, I'm about to do something.
14 damage.
Let you heal a little bit.
Just kill the bugger!
Kill someone.
Kill the rabbit.
How can you not be dead yet?
That's a lot of hit.
Minion.
It's made out of cedars in there.
Yeah. The broken dreams.
Something. Hedge, I don't know. God.
26 hit you, Melissa.
Yes.
Oh, wait, he's a minion, so that would only be a 21. I'm sorry.
Well, sure, why not?
Okay,
I've been standing there long enough. You could actually hit me by that.
5 points of damage.
Okay.
We're back to the top. James.
Yes.
I
shall move away
before
first.
Before the nutcracker stands
up. Hold your action. Hold your action until I go.
I shall hold my action.
Because you'll be able to heal here in a second.
Okay.
So okay. Please, also, wait.
Okay, I shall hold my action.
See, like, the toad's like, come on, you're listening to that, jackass.
So what was
you want to move, you won't get any heat on that.
Petrified okay. Wood or what?
20 versus reflex on the nutcracker.
Did yeah, okay. It's a 21 reflex. He's okay. Prone, so yes.
He is dazed until the end of my next turn. Everyone in a burst one around him, which is all four of you guys, gets to spend healing surge.
Yeah.
Yay! Wow.
All right. Well,
how many points does that get?
3, 4.
You can spend a healing surge.
Sorry. Okay. Well, he lashes out.
He lashes out.
Who lashes out?
He has an immediate. He has a
at least the
berserk. The berserk thing.
Oh, okay. It didn't do any damage. It just dazes him.
It's still in the
bag. That's true.
It doesn't matter. It hit that poor unfortunate
clerk.
It killed the, No, it killed that snowman. Oh, the snowman exploded! Oh, sweet!
Bad.
It doesn't do anything.
What? It misses. What do you mean it doesn't do anything?
It misses him.
Nick's not there, so don't do anything.
Nick's there.
He's there. His ghost will be
the dog fights with a...
You're not giving Nick any bonuses. I mean,
24.
We could just put a saint on his head. We could...
What? Symbol of life!
But I mean, if we just make you Saint Nick...
Yeah. Saint Nick. That's what stocking says.
It's a 26 from the dog hit the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yay, no more cold damage.
Okay. He is knocked prone.
Like a snowball?
And I love these snowmen now.
Four. Take 6 points of damage as well.
He's dead.
What? He tells you to hold. Now you can go.
Six
he must
points.
Explode now.
Yes, he does actually explode.
Alright.
No damage. Nick's not there.
No, he hits the dog.
He gets the dog.
That's fine. Dog got plenty of hit points.
The dog takes it.
He takes 6 points of cold damage. And the target is slowed. I forgot about that part.
Oh.
What? The target is slowed?
Yeah.
Oh, you're dead, so it doesn't matter. You're slowed for all time.
You're not dead yet.
The dog is the target. It's slowed.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you too.
All right.
I didn't think that would kill it, but oh well.
Yeah.
Okay, now I... Now do your thing.
Okay. I shall run away from the nutcracker.
Run away!
How far can I move and still do an action?
You move your speed and still do an action.
Okay, what's my speed?
Six squares, I think.
6 squares, okay.
It doesn't get an attack of opportunity because he's prone, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's also dazed.
Yeah.
Right, I shall turn around and magic missile him. Versus reflex, 24 hit?
Yes.
Okay. And do I do 4 and 6? 13 points of damage.
Okay.
Damn, he's still not dead.
You're losing your marbles.
Oh, yes.
All right. That's now the nutcracker. Oh,
that's your glass eye.
Can either attack. Oh, wait.
So,
one moment.
Still a little book I just read, actually.
1, 2, 3.
It's your glass eye you lost in the war, right?
It is.
Somebody eat the minion.
Oh, yeah.
Because he lashed out and killed the minion.
Caramel.
Okay.
I, one was enough.
Somebody eat the minion. So he's going to use his action to stand up. Because he's dazed. So he can stand up. That's what he can do.
Bring it.
No, that's what he can do. So it's Vega's turn.
I think.
Can I charge again?
Yeah, you can charge.
And I want to poke him in the butt.
Boy, that would be a lance of faith.
Actually, can I charge and still use one of my at will powers?
If it says you can use it in place of a basic attack.
What is that?
You'll say
it's under special. But generally, if you charge, you can.
I haven't read that anymore.
Yeah. If you charge, you can only do a basic attack.
But I get a plus two, right?
Yeah, just that right there. Plus two from what?
Well, maybe that was the old rules. I don't know.
No, you get a plus two.
No, you get a plus two because of the charge. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're right. So that you'd be plus four.
And you've actually got him combat advantage on him too because he's surrounded.
She hits. He rolled a 17
whatever.
And gets a plus freaking 16, so yeah, she hits.
Oh, that's the worst roll I've rolled for that 9. I poked him in the butt.
Poked him in the butt.
You set that damn thing on fire here in a minute.
Scott.
No,
I
really.
Already tried to set it on fire.
No, I'm really going to set it on fire. I'm just going to take it off the table.
Can you do it out back?
Throw it in the grill out back, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take a recuperating strike versus Toy Soldier.
Okay.
Wow.
I figured he's as demanding.
I will avoid the critical failure.
Okay.
And say, F you, I'm awesome.
Okay. That's going to be cool.
And we'll do 6 points of damage, but I will get 9 temporary hit points.
Okay. Well, he explodes in a shard of wood. That doesn't hurt anybody, but he explodes.
Yeah, it's everyone. Yeah. And there was much rejoicing.
And away.
Yay.
And I knock him prone.
Boom! All the little shards are suddenly prone.
All right. Well, Melissa. There's a snowman left, and he's duking it out with the fencer. He's now doing martial arts.
Not even bloody yet, though.
Okay, well.
So we're all over here going.
We're just all gonna watch.
And
we're making kingdom
cats. I'll do sacred flame against him.
Put some popcorn up and sit back.
Okay.
Yeah, see what happens. That's
what I was going to
do. What
is this?
19,
20? Will 20 hit him?
What is it versus?
Reflex.
It will hit his reflex.
Okay. Ooh, 10.
10?
Take 10. And my ally can either gain a temporary hit point equal, either gain 7 temporary hit points.
Hello?
Or make a saving throw.
Hey,
either one.
Okay. I don't think anybody needs to make a saving throw.
Whoever wants to do whatever can do whatever. That's it for me.
Major, you're hurting, right?
A little bit.
Damn, take that temporary hit points.
Take temporary hit points.
Okay. How many hit points is that?
7.
Okay. I just take it.
I don't know what you mean about.
Okay. Well, the one snowman is going to try to attack him. The rest of the snowmen don't run.
Oh.
They separate into little balls and roll away.
27.
Finger as they go.
He write on his character sheet, he takes 5 points of cold damage.
Right, got it.
There. Plus, I hit him, so he takes 7 points of damage from the hit.
12.
He's immobilized.
And 5 ongoing.
And 5 on. And it is
evil.
Yes, they are. Nick, it is your turn.
Okie dokie. Is anybody really, really hurt other than the mage? Or is it just you?
Really, really hurt?
Like, no. Really hurting. Like,
no. Need some
help.
Oh, now I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm pretty
close to heal. Alright.
What time is it?
That's all we have. Just that guy left.
8:35.
Okay, well, I'm going to move closer to him. Can I move through square of an ally?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
long as you don't stop there.
One, two, in the butt.
Three. Four. Okay. Move like that.
Battle took a long.
Okay. And I'm going to use Lance of Faith. This versus Reflex. Let's see what I get here. 15 plus. Maybe plus 4. So 14 hit his Reflex?
No.
No. Boom.
You need to have two more, so.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I actually do have more.
There you go.
So I keep forgetting that bloody thing. I have to write it in there. Okay. And that does.
Mama's letting her have a slumber party, but Mom wants her to mail out the invitations, so she wanted Tanya and Mona open the mailing address.
Okay.
No, Monell's, so.
Okay, you'd be 8 damage.
No.
Okay.
And somebody gets a power bonus. Yes, their next attack roll, with their next attack roll, plus 2 power bonus. Whoever wants it.
Probably Ben's character, because he's the one that's
whoever comes next, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just Ben's turn.
Well, he does a double strike. He hits on the first one, because he gets like a 28.
Knocks the top hat off,
get
totally.
A 19 on the second one total. I don't think that'll hit.
Plants his foot 6 right points of damage. And,
is it versus AC or?
AC.
And then roll is save for the ongoing damage.
I'm pretty sure it's AC. Let me double check.
How much damage?
Yeah, it's AC. 6 points.
Okay. Robin, there is a snowman left.
8 points, sorry. Right.
Okay.
Just to confirm.
If it was implement,
that would be again this bonus versus that. The bonus that normally would be. If it wasn't implement,
you're not actually using your weapon on this. You're using this on this.
That. Okay.
Well, Ethan, it is your turn.
So if I got
turn.
A crit, it would be make a difference. Sorry, it's your turn.
Yes, we are back to the top. It is your turn.
Oh. I have a ranged attack of some kind. Oh, okay. Does a 26 hit it?
Yes.
Plus 11 points of damage.
Okay. He's got holes in him, and he's missing all his buttons. And
you have a corncob
dog.
He's a pathetic snowman.
He's a pathetic
dog will charge him.
Snowman.
With a 19, so.
No. And James, there is a snowman left.
Imagine whistle.
Okay.
Did you hit? And did you roll more than 1 point of damage?
I hit intelligence versus reflex 13.
No.
Okay, either way.
Really? Alright. Becca?
So this bonus would be just that one, right?
So you can move up to it and then do
it. Just can remember, I just use this bonus for that one, for example, when I'm rolling my attack roll.
Use the big one. This is the only thing you use for damage.
AC's higher than 4 okay. 2, okay. Right?
But, yeah.
Plus 7 plus that one.
4 2 right. is
plus the 2 plus that, anyway. Okay.
Okay, then I'll use this bone breaker because. Constitution versus Fortitude.
That would really help if I keep remembering these things. I'll have to write all this down.
It's not very good.
20. He's fine.
20.
You're going to have
to
is it?
He's dead. He explodes.
Yay.
It doesn't hit anybody.
But I still take the 5 damage from moving into his range, right?
Yeah. Give me my snowman.
Die, snowman, die.
Oh, you don't want
that. I don't want that. No, man.
He's very fuzzy.
That's true.
What?
That's cute. They're fuzzy.
They're heavy.
That's her toy.
Search through the wreckage.
Search through the wreckage. There are 2 silver Santas on the table.
Excuse me.
Pick them up.
picked them up. Well, pick them up. Somebody picked them up.
Everybody picked them up.
Give one to the mage.
One, all defenses.
I need it. He needs for the defensive.
Do you want to do that, or do you want to break it open?
Well, you go, each one has a plus one to all defenses.
Or we can break it open and find out what's inside.
Break it open.
Keep one and break one.
Oh.
Come on.
One or two.
It's the... Okay, fine. You can keep that break one for two. All your defenses.
Break two.
Break both?
Break two. No, break two. You said one or two. Break two.
Well, you got two of them. So do you want to break both of them, or do you want to break one of them?
No, we're not breaking both.
Yeah, let him
have
the big
that
one.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay. So break this one. Okay, so giving him that one, that's one of his defenses, and we're breaking this one.
Right.
Okay. So.
So
are you claiming this one? Or are you claiming it as the group?
I'll do group.
Okay.
I'm nice like that.
Because overseas
claimed it, so.
It's all good.
And what about we get experience points for that one, or only once we break it open?
Nope, you get the experience points. Do you want to do it as group, or do you want to do it individual?
Group. Individual.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That's from group.
Well, take promo points
a lot of money in there.
But then we're going to get a chance to take five where you can spend as many healing surges as you want to get back up to full. So, get 14 points.
Sorry, those should go to her.
Everything's going in
12 points.
This might be good for you. Let me see. Does anyone object to me taking the bracers of archery?
I have magic armor, so.
Since I'm an archer.
Well.
Hi.
Yeah, take the archer one.
Does anybody need any armor? Because.
Where is my armor? Oh, there it is. I actually don't think I can wear any heavier armor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can only wear up to. I believe.
And it take five temporary hit points go away, right?
There was also 50 platinum and 100 gold.
I'll take the money from those ones.
Somebody put it in their box or put it in their bag so they don't forget it.
What, the money or the...
Well, the item. Whoever take an item,
yeah.
Put it in.
Put that in your bag. You can
carry it. No.
You
have to whoever.
Well,
don't you have...
I've got magic armor.
Actually. Yeah, we're only carrying
whoever
it,
uses it.
Okay.
Is a conjurer.
Alright, that's fine.
So you don't want to break the other one?
Well... I would break the other one, but I will bend to the wheel of the couple of
twice. Let's move. I want to break the other one. More. I think whatever we get would be better than plus one.
Probably.
Defenses,
yeah.
What was that?
Group vote. Anybody? Who wants to break the second Silver Santa? Raise your hand.
I guess we'll break it.
Okay, break it.
Let's break it. Open it. Because everyone's whining.
Well, no, but.
Yeah.
Can I have that one, please?
What?
No, pass the card.
Oh, that. No. You have to.
But I break it on myself.
Alright, what happened?
We broke both Silver Santas. We had two, broke both. Because they only gave us plus one to all defenses. So.
And I'm not sad. I got some really nice bracers.
Yeah, 100 gold.
This time I'm getting an item this time.
100 gold. We have Fireburst Boots. Fireburst Boots.
Oh, interesting.
Move action, teleport 6 squares. Creatures within 1 square of you before you teleport take 2d8 fire damage. Ooh! I have a spot for boots!
Yeah, remember you have to have a spot for it.
Battleforge armor. Ah. Nice. Ooh. Neat. And we have battle standard of healing. White flag is emblazoned with
I do like the battle standard.
Store the
battle
of you and your enemy allies.
That's a group thing.
It's a standard action. Yeah. Alright, who wants the Battleforge armor? Can anybody wear it?
I don't think I can wear it.
What kind of armor is it?
Let's see.
Do I have a spot for boots?
This is plate.
It's plate?
Nope,
yeah.
Can't wear plate.
I can wear plate.
I'll take the battle standard of healing.
There you go.
I guess I'll take the boots then.
So I'm usually healing people.
Boots.
All right.
Okay.
Spread that about.
Well, as you stand there in the wreckage, the elves, the ones that were on fire, come on over. And Mrs. Claus comes out of the house and said, "Oh my goodness, he's even attacking here."
Chain skill plate.
I'm so sorry about that. Ooh, two silver sandals.
for the Silver Santas.
She takes them. Well, that's interesting that he's even attacking us here. Well, I don't know what you guys want to do. There's a different places to go, obviously. Any help I can give? I've got some, I think I might have some...
What kind of armor do you wear?
Leather. Or hide.
Christmas cookies and eggnog.
What armor do you wear?
I've got some armor. It's...
Okay.
Eggnog. I believe it's just leather. But...
Take that with you to help you on your... epic adventure.
Yeah, I would.
Sprint a little bit. I don't see any eggnog. We're just
chain mail.
Yeah, well, you guys are helping.
There's one thing
one.
Here.
I don't care what.
Just ask if you want to
send
the
money.
What? The city and speed. And it has some pretty cool stuff on it.
Maybe I need something with more...
eggnog.
Hand one down to Ben.
Ben gets those.
Cake and all those other kind of things.
That goes to the thumbless one. That goes to you. That goes to you over there, and that goes to you.
Now
you got the armor, right? You got the battle angel armor.
I've got a chain, but I just made my magic armor.
What do you want? Trade items or something?
So we can hold on to this.
No, I'm just gonna roll as high as can keep it. That's all I care
about. Okay. Hold on, we'll figure something out.
Not a big deal. Okay. We only roll d20.
Mrs. Claus will gladly let you use.
What level are these?
Okay, by the way, when it comes to the magic items, any magic items you find that have levels on them, it's whatever level is closest to you at this time.
So it'd be level 7.
So if it's level 7, then you get
plus
the level
two,
7.
So it'd be plus 2.
Level 8.
Typically,
get
plus
2
with the magic armor.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we'll.
So it's special.
First, gain an item bonus to endurance checks, also equal to the endurance to that, which is like a spell score to AC.
Daily healing. Regain
hit points if you spend
it. Let you use the sleigh if you like. Tinker Tom will drive.
Paul, no, we'll figure it out. We'll figure something out for it.
Okay, maybe we should go to the Yeti Cave since we know that they have one.
All right, Yeti Cave.
I think we should rest
onwards.
For a while.
Take pride. But yes, rest first.
Okay.
I'm no use in the battle.
I'm all for
at this point.
Burn off your healing surge then. Whatever you need to do to heal up.
Done. I'm only gonna burn one. There's no point in burning two.
Yeah. I should burn one.
Burning one gets me a one
so
point
regain
within
everything
max.
Back
so there's
again.
No point in burning a second one.
And counter powers and yeah, don't get your dailies back. But you're taking 5, you can't get back there now.
Yep.
Oh, you don't get your daily
spot. Not your daily.
If it was a daily, that would let me knock him prone, so you don't have to worry about me being that annoying anymore.
Stupid daily.
That was funny.
You're taking the full bunch of the damage party.
You push him out of the safe.
That's okay.
All right, so now, you want to fly to the Yeti Mountain. Do you want to...
Yeti Mountain, Charlie, Yeti Mountain.
It's darkness time.
Do you want to...
Past twilight.
Wow, I couldn't tell.
Do you want to fly to the top of Yeti Mountain? Or do you want to fly to the bottom of Yeti Mountain?
To the top of Yeti Mountain.
All right, well, he'll take you there. Mm-hmm. All right, so flying. You pass over Gumdrop Hills. There's a bunch of happy dancing elves who are shooting... crossbows at you, and you see up ahead
while happily dancing.
Yes,
they're like la da da.
That's why they miss.
Some of them appear to be feasting on other elves.
Whoa!
That's
already then.
And suddenly, out of the clouds, you see a gigantic cotton candy sized mountain.
Huh?
Cotton candy.
Well, it's colored, and it's huge. And
how many cotton candy?
Maybe you're getting smaller.
Is it edible?
Possibly. But
I imagine it has great sticking power.
Great staying power, yes.
Spray with water.
Basically, there's a giant
you get absorbed
platform or cliff. And he doesn't land the sleigh on it. He just hovers the sleigh next to the
cliff. He just kicks us all out.
And he says, I'll come back in what? 15 minutes? An hour?
15 minutes would be good.
Alright. And up ahead, there's a giant cave, and there's elf bones and other bones scattered about the outside of the cave. And you hear this coming from inside the cave.
And there are sand people?
Sounds like it.
And the dog at my feet, apparently.
Quasar.
Okay. Well, I head into the cave.
Okay, you head into the cave.
Oh, I head into the
I
cave.
You hurl bones into the cave?
Oh,
sure.
Candy
moon, Charlie, candy moon.
It's a magical Leopleurodon.
Well, we didn't say anything.
For a checking trap.
Now, as you walk, it's kind of like you're kind of not jumping, but it's you're kind of squished down on the floor a little bit.
It's springy.
And you notice that there's half-eaten elves around. A couple shoes.
We can't blame them for that, really. Yeah. Yeah, the elves.
Good use for animated
films. Let me get my Yeti.
Right here.
There are three of them right there.
Oh, there's my
Yeti. If you like the crumbs.
No, we don't need any more.
No, we're, that's funny. Five. And the Santa ogre's with us.
Why didn't we, like, rest for, like, an entire day?
My
daily's back. My daily's.
Resting.
Okay. It's not white.
Right, we're going back and waiting for 15 minutes. Going back with him to rest. So,
the as you head down the cave, there's little glowing stones of light. And get farther in the cave, you still hear that. And the light gets a little bit brighter around the bend. You want to continue?
What else are we going to do?
I don't know. Go back home.
No, we'll go around the bend.
Go around the bend.
Make camp
and yeah, go around the bend. There's a large room. Hanging from the ceiling, like a disco ball, spinning, there's a silver Santa. And there's Yetis.
Midge.
Dancing around.
Look. There's a
silver Santa.
Have a frog with that set, right?
Yeah.
How many?
Go frog and get that silver Santa.
So,
let me show you. Like, fuck you.
Somebody have a very large slingshot.
You're worthless.
He didn't say anything yet.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
Dancing.
Yeti are wrong. Sweet.
It's hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, what's the okay?
What's the
three little
holes? That's how many
Yetis
are dancing.
Why is he so big?
He's the abominable snowman.
Oh, I see. The green abominable snowman, apparently.
Hulk is angry.
Melissa's not feeling well. Can you give me a lift home from here when we're done? Okay.
Feel better.
Oh, I'm okay. It's 5:30 in the morning. Doesn't agree with me, so.
No. Doesn't agree with most people.
Nope.
Yeah, I can give you right home.
Oh, by the way, I'm pretty much game to play as long as you guys want, so if people decide to book as need be, if people want to play, I'm pretty much okay. I have enough caffeine in my system that my head's gonna explode.
Yeah, you can play my character.
I'm gonna have to go soon to go to
shows.
There you go.
You stand there and heal us.
Right.
We'll have another session at some point.
No, that's not quite what she does.
Right.
She's got some pretty good nasty spells.
Yeah.
I know most of them, so I can point some out too.
They didn't work so well for you last time.
What's that about? What's
the one? The healing ones that
right. Well, yeah.
Hey,
okay. Yeah, he's my.
You could go leg him out.
That's true. You're giving helping out the rest of the party.
Okay.
Don't worry about this.
We could go back to the mouth to the cave and heal for a day.
Oh, I'm okay.
That never works out.
Anybody want to go back to the mouth of the cave and heal for a day? So we can regain things?
He disappears.
Right, guys, this is a good shoot.
I found out my job's ending on the 8th. But the good news is, though, part of that hired me. So.
That's cool.
That's cool.
All right. So.
Dog.
I summoned the dog.
Yeah. Calvin will be back. So they are dancing around. Yeah, we can move the silver stand over there because it's hanging from the ceiling like a disco ball. And they're singing some sort of.
Oh my god.
Alrighty.
What are these freaks?
Oh, it's probably me.
Or is it me? Are you in the left? Or on the right?
He's on the left.
Yeah, it's me.
Alright, we'll take a break. But disco dancing.
Disco yeti.
Are they all the same kind of yeti?
No. The normal yetis are, well, you're rust, so they're about the same size as you guys.
Okay.
But the abominable snowman is about, you know, how tall this guy was? So I don't know, what do you think? 10 feet tall? Something like that?
I'm next horrible. To normal.
He'd be about 15.
15. Well, put him next to the abominable snowman.
No, we don't want to fight him again. We already
No, just to see how tall.
So,
Yeah.
30.
So he's
not quite 30.
He's huge.
Oh, he's dancing.
He's mostly fluff, but he is huge.
Yes, and it's his hair that comes up like that.
Yeah. So, what would you like to do?
Rather than scream? Well, I think I'll stand there and watch for a moment.
Okay.
I think the fascination is the best here.
Well, the Bottle Snowman is a very, very good dancer. He does some spins and just go.
Shoot him in the face.
All right, shooting him in the face.
I was going to lose the quad.
Nice move.
So fire that surprise round and then give me initiative.
What if we just go in there and dance with him and then ask Abominable to pull us up and
I hit AC 30 for both hits.
Holy crap, yeah?
Why?
They're not even giving it to us.
I'm getting images from the gamers in this. The Bandit King wants to be.
I do 26 points of damage total.
So he's like, he's going, ah! All right, I need initiative.
Hulk, hey!
Hulk's arm obviously broken. I like how his mouth moves in and out. 19. Okay.
I never noticed that before, his mouth opened.
Uh-oh.
And there's a giant cat.
Are you on our side?
What did Melissa's character get?
For initiative?
What was it?
I always think of gamers too now.
Yes.
19.
Oh, I think the cat is on our side.
Nice. Do it!
And Scott? Do not eat his head.
How much 24? Falling damage does it take?
24?
24, thank you. Wow. Ben?
16.
Stiff is very good.
Looks like it.
Oh. That die is sharp.
Yeah, I don't want to use it.
James?
15.
Slayer than Abominable.
Ben, you still on the same phone number?
I got it! 9.
Okay, he definitely moved there. Okay, Ethan.
7.
Oh, okay. Well, that Yeti's go
smart last. People go last, just because. Yeah, so I'm
well, Yeti's being the exception. So we can watch them.
No, actually, the Yeti puts on a monocle and a top hat and starts talking to us in a nice upper crust British accent.
Well, he would have, but he's got 2 arrows sticking out of his chest. He's like, that's rude. Rude.
So when he puts on his top hat, he starts singing, hello, my baby, hello, my darling.
Hello, my right arm girl. Honey, my heart's on fire.
All right, Scott.
Becca, you better watch your...
My dog.
Fuck you, I'm awesome, boys.
Yeah.
Or the cat might decide. Now, did you hear what these are?
Yeah.
Bears.
All right, so you are... Right here.
Maybe we should move the kitty.
Yes, kitty's gonna have to move.
That's like bite me.
Azor.
I know the kitty is lovable and adorable.
But the kitty's gonna have to go.
It's like, hey, fuck.
You can hold the kitty?
He really is just dead weight.
Yeah, he has no bones. Just have a...
He's like, yeah, there you go. Love on me.
This is acceptable for now. Love me.
Hers?
He is a really cute cat.
Mm-hmm. He's only done a couple.
And he knows it.
Cat nasty yeah. things. Occasionally he'll pee on the floor in the bathroom.
Well, where else is he gonna go?
His cat you? Boss.
Let's not chew on my stuff here. Yeah, I'm rapidly running out of ponytail holders because he likes to eat them.
Ooh.
Oh, I find mine all over the house.
And this cave is the size of the mat.
Okay.
Disco lights.
And obviously the giant ceiling is back.
Yeah, the ceiling
huge.
Is right up here. You're pretty sure over in this corner there's like a ice box with, you know, like cores and elves. Gotta eat something.
I'd like to phone a friend, please.
All right.
If I could get a boomerang-type warhammer that I could throw at the Silver Santa, in lieu of that, just move me up six or five.
Five. Do, do, do. All right. Okay, Robin.
This was the wrong game. I couldn't phone a friend.
No.
I forgot about my...
Guess you could, but I don't think it'd help you out. You're just going to shoot him again?
Yeah. I hit a 30 and then a 17.
17 will not hit.
Oh, crappy. I do 8 points of damage. Is he dead?
No. He's not dead.
What about now?
What about now? No, still not dead.
No?
No, no, he's not dead.
But now, certainly.
No, but I think it's Melissa character turn, so still not dead.
Did I mention that was an 8 cumulative ongoing damage?
All right. I made my save. Okay.
No save. She ranged 10 from either of the Yetis.
It looks like it.
10 would be
yes.
Here.
Oh no, she had to move up one.
Okay. Then she'll move up one.
Hmm? Ha ha ha.
Hello. Okay. I'm glad. Yep.
Okay. The cliff kind of ends up here. Going on the cave and swing around and the cliff is over here.
Yeah.
So if we get run off the board, we fall off the cliff and die.
Do we get victory points for us then?
I don't know. If I think you're going to be asleep, then I probably won't call. But. Okay, sounds good. Okay. Bye. I love you too. Bye.
Alrighty.
Turn
it.
It's still Melissa's.
Oh.
She took the one step out. She'll go ahead and do a daunting light.
And unfortunately, I think most of you spent your. Some of you have spent your action.
Not me.
No,
not
I'm
me.
A, no, I'm no I didn't either. I was going to, but then I didn't.
You didn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I guess only one of you spent your action.
Are those a daily thing as well?
Well, every time you sleep for 6 hours, you get one back. But each encounter, like if you get this encounter, you get another one.
You get one after each quote-unquote milestone.
if without resting you go through multiple encounters, like after the second encounter, every other encounter, you get an action.
19
only.
Hit the Yeti's reflex.
It all resets back to one.
It will hit the normal Yeti's reflex, yes. Okay.
A burning column of light engulfs your foe, its brilliance burns and hinders your foe's defense for a short time. It 17 points of damage, and who's going to be going next?
It's going to be Becca.
Becca will get a combat advantage over that Yeti until the next beginning of next turn.
Yeti right there. All right, Becca, it is you. Can you reach them?
I can charge double.
At least you're done with
A charge is a run.
A charge is a standard action. It's not a run.
It's not a run. Okay, then you have to run.
But you can move and then charge.
Yeah. That's
true.
Oh, okay.
So you can move. What's your move? Six, right, or five?
Yeah, you could. Running adds two to your movement.
Six.
Plus. Okay, and then I.
Well, I wouldn't run at this point because then you just charge.
Hey, just attack.
So. Get your plus two to attack. Is that where you're not granting combat advantage? Yeah.
What is what you just said give me?
It's another plus two.
Another plus two? Mm-hmm. So plus four?
How many people are in your department?
That's a 17 plus people. 4, 21.
That will hit the Yeti's armor class.
Okay. I just get my normal damage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
11.
Just like what's on that.
Alrighty. Okay. Yeti kind of screams a little bit.
Did he die a little inside?
A little bit. He was dancing peacefully with his Yeti master. Ben. There's the
Abominable Man and the Yetis who were peacefully dancing until two arrows routed out of their chest.
I'll charge and run. I guess.
Or move and charge?
Yeah, move and charge.
Okay. Who do you want to move and charge against? Yeti, I guess it's the only one you can reach.
Well, no, he could reach any of them. Because at this point, you can charge. And you can move your move, whatever the move speed is. Which one do you want to go up against? This one?
Sure, we'll tag team.
Take them down one at a time, yep.
Yeah, I'll put you there.
All right. So you just do your basic attack, which is your normal plus 11.
Which is the one that's just listed there on the front sheet.
19 versus AC.
They have an armor class of 20 for a normal Yeti.
Okay.
Did he charge it, though, or did he just move?
He charged it, so you are a plus 2.
You are a plus 2. So what do you do? 21. 21 will hit. Give me some damage, please.
So you just roll the standard damage.
Yeti!
10.
Okay.
I gave you the PDF for the Forgotten Heroes, Fang, Fist, and Fury.
Saw that.
Much nicer than the Advanced Player's Guide.
Cool.
Eric and I like it a lot more.
Okay, so on 16...
That's not a good sound.
Good enough. Oh, shit.
It's 25 feet tall. It should be an enormous roar.
I hope so.
We all fall down, including the Yeti?
Okay.
The cheeseburger dip was really good.
Yeah,
it's not quite the cheeseburger. I remember there's more ham.
There's more ham.
I don't know why.
Because a 25 hit your armor class, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even now.
Well, he only hits you with one.
Oh, good.
So you take 11 points of damage.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. Unfortunately. James.
Yes.
What would you like to do? There is a very large creature coming towards you guys.
That's a good question.
There's also a silver Santa hanging from the ceiling up here. doing Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno.
So, could we toss the dog and him fetch
the frog,
this,
you know?
This
we'll drop the frog in there. He got extra jumping ability.
I shall use an illusory ambush. Intelligence versus will.
Okay.
Psychic damage and takes -2 penalty attack rolls until the end of the next turn. Increased damage to 2d6. Oh, that's 20 per soul. Okay.
I don't think you can use the 20. Okay. Don't use the 21st level.
But I've got the magical charm that says I'm 21st level for this attack.
Okay, I'm going to add some devils to my monster. He now breathes fire. Acid fire.
Acid fire.
From all pores.
25? Does a 25 hit his will?
Yes. His will is high, but not that high.
Good show.
And I do 4 points of damage.
Did he take a penalty, you said?
-2 penalty.
For how long?
Until the end of my next turn.
Okay, and basically it's like psychic damage. He thinks there's what going on? Roach is coming out of his ears. Okay. He's having a...
industrial strength roach swarm.
All right, Nick.
Christmas is interesting, like a stick in your eye. It's so freaking interesting that it might make you cry.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.